So the church is reminding us of three things in today's gospel passage. First, that heaven exists. That's not a hard one, is it? Heaven exists. This is the banquet in the kingdom of God, the way Jesus describes salvation and eternal life. Secondly, that hell exists. Now, this is an important one because many people these days seem to reason their way out of a hell, that there is a hell, and obviously there is. We're not Christians if you don't believe in hell. Well, this is what's outside the banquet. That's what hell exists, is we could say that. Where there's the wailing and grinding of teeth, images of hopelessness and frustration that the human soul experiences when it's cut off forever from the love of God. That's what hell is. We're cut off from the love of God. And thirdly, the church teaches us that in order to make our way to heaven, we have to keep on doing our part. Now, only Jesus saves. Jesus has already saved us through the sacrifice of the cross. We have to admit our sinfulness, believe in Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life, and live our lives accordingly. And so it's not enough to have a superficial knowledge of Christ, like the people who said, "We ate and drank in your company and you taught in our streets." Rather, we're to have a living, lasting, growing friendship with Jesus Christ. And that is why God created us, for that's what will lead us to true life. And since friendship always involves effort and self-sacrifice, and the investment of time and energy, the same thing is true for our relationship with Christ. Salvation comes from actually following him, from striving to know him better and live out his teaching. And this is why Jesus says, "Strive to enter through the narrow gate." To get through a narrow gate, you have to leave all your excess baggage behind. And you have to go through it on purpose. You want to go through that gate. It's possible, you know, to be labeled a Christian on the outside without really making an effort to follow Christ in our hearts. It is possible even to come to Mass every week, even to be involved with parish activities, and still never enter into a committed, life-changing personal relationship with Christ. But Jesus knows that going through the motions isn't enough. We need to let his grace change our lives. And many people like to think that our relationship just kind of cruises along, a relationship with Christ that is kind of cruises along on autopilot. Well, that's not what Jesus is saying today. He wants us to do our part, to grow as Christians. And that means we have to work at it. We must strive for it. And if we truly love Christ, we will want to work at it. Well, you know, if you think of an example from other parts of our life, any person who's truly good at something, whether it's a hobby or it's their occupation, or think of sports figures, you know, and artists and actors and so on and so forth, they didn't get to the point that they were by just kind of showing up for work. They were people who know what it means to strive for success on this earth. Alan Lerner, the famous Broadway composer, said he saw this at work in the lives of all the best entertainers he worked with, and especially with one of the greatest of all time, the dancer Fred Astaire. And Lerner wrote it in his autobiography. He said, "Every genuinely great star with whom I've ever worked is a star not only because of talent, but because he works harder than anyone else, cares more than anyone else, and his sense of perfection, which is deeper than anyone else's, demands more of him. One evening I was walking across a deserted MGM lot when a small, weary figure with a towel around his neck suddenly appeared out of one of the sound stages, and it was Fred Astaire. He came over to me, threw his arm around my shoulder, and said, "Oh, Alan, why doesn't someone tell me I cannot dance? Why doesn't someone tell Fred Astaire he can't dance?" That's because no one would even think of asking that question of Fred Astaire, which is why he is Fred Astaire. But imagine how different your life would and mine would be if we followed Jesus Christ with that same kind of drive and determination. We can't take our friendship with Christ for granted. We have to conscientiously and continually strive to enter through the narrow gate. And by the way, this word strive, is that really the best characterization of the Christian life? Striving? The Greek word as translated as strive is agonizomai, which has the common connotation, as we all know, of a supreme effort, maximum effort, supreme effort. The English word agony comes from this Greek word. The Greeks used this word to describe the Olympic contest and the athletes participating. Well, I would say yes, striving does inform us quite a bit about what it means to follow Christ. Jesus is eagerly looking at us today, inviting us to start striving to follow him more closely. And we cannot strive with all our strength to follow Christ if we do not know Christ. So yes, Jesus is eager to help us through the narrow gate. But he can't do his part unless we also strive to do our part.